The meeting with Repa Sanjay Kyap from the chapter The Later Visit to Ragma. Namo Guru. Then the Jetson went again to Ragma Jang Chukzong. While he stayed there, his benefactors in the area made offerings to him and served him, just as they had done before. The Jetson's realization increased, and it was at this time that two shepherds came to see him. The younger of the two asked, "Lama, don't you have any friends staying with you?" "I do," the Jetson replied. "Who?" "The friend I have with me is Bodhicitta." "Where is this friend now?" "In the house of the base consciousness." "Where is the house of the base consciousness?" "In my very own body." To that the older shepherd said, "Lama, it seems that you are full of nonsense." But the younger one asked, "Is this consciousness mind? Is this body mind's house?" "Yes," Milarepa answered. Then again the young shepherd asked, "In people's homes, sometimes there is just one person, and sometimes many people. In the body, is there one mind or many? How many minds are there?" The Jetson replied, "Whether there are one or many is something you should look and see for yourself." "Yes, sir," the youth answered, and then the two shepherds left. In the morning, the young shepherd returned to meet the Jetson and said, "Lamala, yesterday evening I asked you how many minds there are. I have looked and seen that there is no more than one. As for this one mind, though, you can try to kill it, but you can't kill it. You can try to chase after it and grab it, but you can't catch it, and you cannot push it down either. If you put it somewhere, it doesn't stay. If you send it somewhere, it doesn't go. If you try to gather it in, it doesn't come. If you look at it, you can't see it. If you investigate it, you can't find it. If you think it exists, it doesn't show itself. And if you think it doesn't exist, it flows out everywhere. It flickers here and there. It darts to and fro. It hops around, bippity-bop, boop-beep-de-beep-bop, bop-de-boop-bop-beep-de-boom. And sometimes it just spaces out, and you don't know what happened. "I have no idea what mind is, Lama. Please tell me what mind is." In reply, the Jetson sang the song of realization.
O shepherd boy, listen to my song. Sugar candy tastes so sweet, but just hearing about it, I won't give you that taste. Think all about it, but you still won't taste. If you want to taste, you'll have to use your tongue. It's the same with the essence of mind.
Finished singing, the shepherd boy pleaded, "Lama, please give me this introduction so that I can understand mind. I will come back tomorrow morning with an answer." "Very well then," the Jetson replied. "Tonight, look and see what color mind is. Is it white or red? How is it? What is its shape? Is it oblong, circular, or something else? Look from your head down to the soles of your feet and see if you can find where it is." In the morning, following his livestock up the mountain, the shepherd boy returned. The Jetson asked him, "Last night, did you look for your mind?" "Yes, I did." "What is it like?" "It moves. It is brilliant, clear, and cannot be found or identified. It does not have color or shape. When it connects with the eyes, you see. When it connects with the ears, you hear. When it connects with the nose, you smell. When it connects with the tongue, you speak and taste. And when it connects with the feet, you move. It's a disaster, a total calamity. The body is just mind's servant. When the body is perfectly happy on its own, mind just uses it up and leaves it old and withered. When things get really difficult, mind just throws the body away like a stone you just use to wipe your ass, and goes happily on its way like some spoiled little kid. But don't worry, the body gets its revenge. The body doesn't give mind a single moment of peace, but piles one agony after another on top of it and tramples on it like a stampeding herd. These two are always beating each other up. Once the body falls asleep at night, mind starts running around wherever it feels like. An attachment to the body causes the mind no end of suffering. My mind has really made me suffer a lot." In reply, the Jetsons sang the song of realization.
Shepherd boy, now listen here, listen to my song. In your body lies the borderline between matter and mind. Is consciousness that evil doing thing? It'll put you through the suffering of the lower realms. But if you will face some sorrow,
Milarepa finished singing, the shepherd boy exclaimed, "Oh, promise me you will. Whatever happens, promise me you will." "What is your name?" Milarepa asked. "Genyen Sanjay Kyap. How old are you?" "I am 16. Then the Jetson gave him refuge vows and briefly explained the benefits of going for refuge. Finally, he said to the shepherd boy, "From tonight on, do not break your refuge vows. Now go home and investigate. Are you who goes for refuge, body or mind? Tomorrow morning, come back with an answer." The shepherd boy returned the following morning and said, "Lamala, last night I looked to see if I, the one who goes for refuge, am the body or the mind. And I found that I am neither. From the head of the body down to the soles of the feet, each body part has its own name. So the one who goes for refuge couldn't just be any one of them. Then I thought that maybe the one who goes for refuge is the whole body put together. However, when body and mind part ways, there is nothing left but a corpse. And when the corpse is chopped up into parts, even the name corpse doesn't apply anymore. Then I looked to see if mine might be the one who goes for refuge. But if it is the one who goes for refuge, it cannot be called mind. And that which already has the name mind cannot be given the name refuge goer. If you called the mind that existed before going for refuge mind, and the mind that went for refuge you called refuge goer, by the time you gave it the name refuge goer, both those earlier and later moments of mind would have ceased. If to get around that problem you had to call all present and future moments of mind by the same name, if you had to call all earlier and later moments of mind by the name refuge goer, mind would be permanent and never go out of existence. That would mean that in all one's past and future lives, wherever one had been or were to be born in the six realms, one would have gone for refuge already, which would have been sufficient. There would have been no need to have gone for refuge again last night. But I don't remember what I did in my past lives, and I don't know what I will do in my future ones. Last year's and even yesterday's mind has passed. Tomorrow morning's mind hasn't arisen yet, and even this present mind disappears one moment after the next. So, Lama, please tell me who goes for refuge. Lama, you know, so please tell me. In reply, the Jetson sang this song of realization.
To the guru who has realized his great selflessness, I pray in all with body, speech, and mind. Please bless me and all my students to come, that we too realize his great selflessness. Please hold us in compassion, steady grip, keeps our scandals free of ego idea, of everything that idea is feeding on. Now we pray, O watchful shepherd, listen to this. This consciousness conceiving I am me, I look at it but know not how to see. If you can meditate, one where nothing is seen. To do this Mahamudra meditation, the basic faith, respect, and great resolve. While on the path causality, please know and heed, to get the fruit directly to emerge. You need the Guru's long and long guiding words to be a vessel for instructions like these. A student has to have the merited taste and must keep going right through good times and bad, persevering even in the face of death. O young apprentice, can you practice like that? If so, it's through your training lives before. If not, then there's no point in saying more. You got the picture when you said it like this. What I think is me, I cannot find. You're done with personal lack of self. You want phenomena. Follow me throughout the next 12 years, and then you'll recognize your mind itself. So then to recognize your mind itself, O young apprentice, work with mind like this.
When Milarepa finished singing, the shepherd boy said, Lama, I offer you my head, and I offer you my whole body too. You know the way to determine the true nature of my mind. The Jetson thought, can this one meditate or not? I should investigate. He supplicated the rare and supreme ones and said, now you should meditate by visualizing the form of the Buddha, the length of your thumb in height, out in front of you and at the level of the tip of your nose. He then explained the way to practice shamatha with a supporting visualization and sent the shepherd boy off. For 7 days, the shepherd boy did not return. Then the boy's father came to see Milarepa. He said, Lama La, my son has not come home for 7 days. I feared that something terrible had happened, so I set out to look for him. His shepherd friends all told me that he had gone to see a lama and listened to Dharma teachings. I thought he would have come back by now, but he hasn't. Has he been here to see you? He has not been here for 7 days, the Jetson replied. The shepherd boy's father left in tears. He looked for his son everywhere, and finally, in the recess of a mountain, he found him sitting straight up with his eyes staring out into space. What are you doing? His father asked. I am meditating according to my lama's instructions. It has been a whole week since we've seen you. Why didn't you come home? What are you talking about? I've only been here a little while. Stop telling lies. Look at the sun. The shepherd boy looked up and saw that indeed it was earlier in the day than it was when he started to meditate. How could this be? He wondered aloud. They went home together, but from that point on, the boy disappeared several more times, sometimes for just one day, sometimes for 5 or 6. Finally, his father said, "This is dangerous. We keep having to search for you, and it is making us miserable. Are you going to find your lama or not?" The boy said he wanted to go, so his father supplied him with provisions and accompanied him to the lama's presence. Milarepa then gave the shepherd boy teachings on how to train as an upasaka on karmic cause and result, and finally on conate union. Perfectly pure meditation dawned in his mind stream, which greatly pleased the lama, who then sang him this song of realization.
The Lord is blessed by glorious Naropa and my Chupa. His Maropa, the translator, at his feet I bow. The great teachers who only have the Dharma in their speech are expert at explaining things in an extensive way. But when it's time for body and awareness to part ways, their Dharma of the velocity dissolves into the sky. Aspiration, prayers of yours, is falling on that road.
Jetson took Sanjay Kyap as his attendant and bestowed empowerments and practice instructions on him in a completely perfect way. Sanjay Kyap then went to meditate and brought experience and realization to perfection. He came to be known as Repa Sanjay Kyap, heart son of Milarepa. This is the story of Milarepa's meeting with Repa Sanjay Kyap during the Jetsons' later visit to Ragma.
Yeah.